And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. And I'm going to do what I've been doing now for all these years. I'm going to start talking about life. Now, you know, I don't have to tell you that life has a certain mystery to it. When all is said and done, there's something mysterious about life. There's something deep about it. And there's something very personal, very private about it. Someone once said, we're born alone and we die alone. And you know, there's some truth to that. But on the other hand, it's not true. Because although we're born alone and we die alone. Well, let's talk about this. Let me expand upon it. Yes, what I want to say to you is two things. Number one, yes, we're born alone and we die alone. What that means is that your life is a very personal and private thing. And if you're to find God, your salvation is in finding your Creator, who is there. But you've fallen away from Him. You've lost track of Him. That's right, because you've been distracted. Now, be honest. Don't you have a problem with distraction? I don't care whether you're 18 or 80 or 90. You have a problem with distraction. You get caught up in things and carried away with things, and then you forget what you were doing or why you were doing it or what your original idea was. And why is that? Why do we get caught up in things? Because that's the nature of our being lost. That's the nature of our being lost. You remember when you were a little child, maybe you read the fairy tale about the little child who saw some interesting, I can't remember the story exactly, but the child saw something interesting and went after it, and then saw something else that was interesting and went after it and went after it. And before long, the child was lost, lost in the forest. Well, the story has a happy ending. Someone had to come look for the child, and the child was found. But that's the story of our life. We reach for things, things other people tell us to reach for. They say reach for education, reach for knowledge, more study, more classes, more challenges, jump higher, run faster for the team, more money, more accolades, more trophies, more. And so we reach, just like they tell us to. But as you reach, you get lost in the forest. And then you know the old expression, you can't see the forest for the trees. So salvation is private. Your relationship ultimately with your Father is a private one. Jesus said when you pray, go into your room and close the door and pray privately to your Father. And your Father hears you in secret. It's a very personal thing, salvation. But now having said that, you also know that life is about people, isn't it? It is. It's about people. It's about your mom and your dad and your family and your boyfriend and your girlfriend and your friends and your husband and your wife. It's about people. It's about people. And so, therefore, your relationship with people becomes very important. So two things are very important. Your private, your very personal and very private and secret relationship with your Creator. And then your social discourse with other people. And we mess that up, don't we? And how do we mess it up? By resenting other people and hating them and judging them and being angry at them and having a grudge against them. So now you see what you must do. You must find God within. And then you must no longer resent and hate other people. That's right. In fact, you must become, as Christ said, like a little child, full of love and joy, on a voyage of discovery and knowing things in your heart. This is Roland. I just wanted to say hi to all my listeners in the beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, Palm Springs, Temecula, San Bernardino, Riverside, Yucaipa, Fontana, Palm Desert, and Hemet, California. Welcome. Also, I want to say hi to all the listeners around the world on the internet. I have listeners in Great Britain, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Canada, Germany, Ireland, Norway, and many other countries. And, of course, I want to say hi to my new listeners in Kansas City, Missouri, and Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome. We're talking about the mystery of life and the sacred privateness of your spiritual journey. And we're also saying that it's also all about people and learning to relate to them properly. I would like to read something to you that's very, very fitting and timely and fits in with the topic at hand, the sacred privateness and the mystery of life and about people. I'm going to read something to you you've heard before, but maybe this time you'll hear it in a deeper way. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth and Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things that were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. I'm reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. And the very last verse that I read is, Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. So now do you see the mystery, the sweetness, the beauty, the privateness? I just published a new book. It's called A Walk on the Spiritual Side. Many people wish to have peace of mind, a sense of spiritual purpose in life, and above all, a right relationship with others, especially their loved ones. The secret way to the fount of understanding is there to be found by the sincere seeker, hidden in plain sight. The key to wisdom, love, and all the good things in life is found within. When you find this pearl of great price, you will begin a new life of purpose and joy. I'm reading from the back page of my new book called A Walk on the Spiritual Side. You can preview it free at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com. Hi, everyone. This is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone, and that's how I help people. Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual, and it has something to do with God, and it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful deep breath of fresh air. That's what you need to do to come out of those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality, the blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better. Okay, and find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Do you remember when you were a little child? Do you remember how you saw things and heard things, and you didn't understand them, but you wondered about them? You wondered about them. And life was mysterious and wonderful. You looked around you and you saw the trees and the flowers and the animals and the sky and the sun and the star. It was wonderful. And you pondered it and wondered about it, and it was going to be a great adventure of discovery to find out about God's wonderful creation. And in your heart, yes, in your heart, you knew that God exists and that He made all these things and that He made Mommy and Daddy and He made the animals and He made everything. And you heard at Christmas time, you heard about the Nativity. You heard about Jesus. And you understood Jesus, didn't you, at that time? You understood the little baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger with the animals nearby, and Mary and Joseph, and the shepherds and the angels singing. You understood. You understood the sweetness of it, the beauty of it, the quietness of it, the privateness of it, the mystery of it. You did. But then you became lost in the world. You know, like Alice in Wonderland. Lost in the upside-down, topsy-turvy world where everything was backward. And people said that what you knew in your heart was not true. And instead they held up crass, shallow things, and they mocked what was sweet and what you loved when you were a little child. They mocked it. You couldn't understand. And soon you became like them because you went after all the things that they said you should go for, and you forgot, and you got lost. Well, now it's time to find your way back to what you once knew as a little child. And you know what? If you are sincere, if deep down in your heart you really and truly want to know the truth, and you love what is good and sweet, and cherish innocence, then into your private being, into your innermost being, God will shed his light, and you will begin to see and understand things. And of course, the first things that you'll see are your own mistakes. It's always that way. That's why Christ said, and so did John the Baptist, they said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. They said, believe and repent. So when you start to get better, it will be because God begins to shine a bit of his light within. And the first things you will see are your own errors. You know, you hated your mom and resented your dad, and you hated other people and judged them, and things like that, okay? You'll see it, and it's a little painful. You'll cry a tear or two, but then when it's over, you'll wipe the tears from your eyes, and joy will return. And then you can go out in the world and discover God's great creation and begin your journey back to God. And along the way, you will begin to see things that you saw when you were a little child. And this time, you'll see them more deeply. And all the things you always loved but weren't quite sure about, but somehow knew in your heart they were true, now you will see that they are true. And life will be filled with joy. And doubt will become a thing of the past. And now there will be a hope, not a hope you give yourself, but a hope that mysteriously appears when God shines his light within your innermost being. Did you know that my most popular book is The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, a spiritual and practical look at relationships? My favorite chapter is How to Forgive and Forget, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Check it out at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com.
For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
The program is called Shedding Shackles. My name is Roland. I bid you welcome. Well, I said it all, didn't I? What else is there to say? There's nothing else for me to say. You could listen to this program over and over again, and it's there. Okay? It's there. Now, do you see? There are many things to be seen in that beautiful story. And when I read it, as I was reading it, I saw something I hadn't seen before. And so there's great depth in it. Now look. Look. Have you ever wondered how this Christmas story has captured the minds and the hearts of children throughout all the ages? There's something special about it that is beyond words. But every new generation comes along, and there's something about Christmas Isn't it true? There's something about it. Now, have you ever wondered how this thing came to pass? Now, who was behind this? You know, if you read a good novel, for example, a really good story, and you know there's an author behind it, and sometimes we love the author. If he or she writes books that we really like, then we go to find more of them. We want to read more stories written by this wonderful author. So who do you suppose was the author of this wonderful story? This real story that really happened. Who was it that made such a wonderful thing like that, with the little child being born in a manger? With animals, probably what, horses and sheep and possibly some chickens and animals like that nearby. And children love animals. And shepherds at night. Can you imagine them there with their sheep, and suddenly a brightness shines in the sky, an angel and a heavenly host? It's just pure magic. And it touches our heart. Now, who is the author of this? The creator of it. Not the author, the creator. What a wonderful person he must be. And you know something? You need to get to know him. You don't know him. You've heard about him. Yes, you have. And you've heard other people talk about him a lot, haven't they? Oh, yes, they can talk about him a lot with many words, very pompous. But who the only one you're really getting to know when you listen to them is a pompous person. You want to know him. But remember what I said. It's very private and sacred. I got a Christmas card from a very special person who wrote some very sweet and special things upon the card. And you know what I did? I read it, and then I cherished it, and I took it to have privately. Because if I put it out for everyone to read, sooner or later someone would trample upon it and say silly things about it and mock it. Some things are sacred. They're not to be trampled. Christ said, cast your pearls. Don't cast your pearls before swine, because they will trample them. There are some things that are very private, and they're not for everybody to know. And your relationship with your Creator, once you begin to find him, will be like that. But of course, you'll go out in the world with joy, and you'll want to tell people so they too can find out about him. But you know what? They may not be quite ready yet, but you'll be filled with joy anyway. So now, what are you to do? Well, all you have to do is just know that what I said is true, and start to pay attention to your own intuition. These words that I have spoken to you today, where do they come from? I didn't dredge them up. I didn't have a speech written out. I didn't have them written down. Yes, I did read the story, the Christmas story from the Gospel of Luke. I did. I read that. But everything else that I said just came from the heart. It came from a spiritual dimension that you must find. It's the pearl of great price that Christ spoke of. And when you do, your whole life will change for the better. You must find the spiritual dimension that these words are coming from. Okay? All right. Well, let's take a little break, and then I shall return with more about this wonderful topic, the mystery of life, the privateness and the sacredness of your relationship with your Creator, and about relating to other people properly by not resenting them. men hating them, but having compassion for them. They too are lost. They too are lost as you have been. So now you see what you must do. You must find God within. And then you must no longer resent and hate other people. That's right. In fact, you must become, as Christ said, like a little child, full of love and joy, on a voyage of discovery and knowing things in your heart. Download the free Christian Meditation for Stress now at SheddingShackles.com. You can also get the meditation app at SheddingShackles.com. If you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, then the next step would be to get the meditation. Because it's so simple, but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears. And it'd be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So go to SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. Yes, indeed, the meditation could be just what you need to help you calm down and get centered. Come back to reality where the birds are singing and the sky is blue and the puffy clouds are floating overhead. A world where there is love and there is truth and there is God, which you knew when you were a little child. A long time ago, you knew that before you became upset. Come back to reality now, would you please? Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.